from Storyflow AI. AI, the day's top 10, June 9th, from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 9th. Here are today's top 10 AI stories. Let's get into it. First, from TechCrunch AI, Apple plays catch-up at WWDC. Apple spent much of its WWDC keynote highlighting fixes, performance improvements, and long-requested features before unveiling its upgraded AI-powered Siri, signaling that the company wants users to see AI as just one part of a broader effort to improve its software. Next, second, from The Decoder, Intel gets a second life as Google and Nvidia explore it as a TSMC backup for AI chips. Google has ordered more than 3 million AI chips from Intel for 2028. Nvidia is testing Intel's manufacturing tech for its upcoming Feynman architecture. Both moves come as TSMC can't keep up with AI chip demand. Up next, third, from The Decoder, Microsoft Research's Lens proves detailed captions matter more than raw scale for training efficient image generators. Microsoft Research Presence Lens, a text-to-image model with just 3.8 billion parameters that matches much larger rivals on benchmarks at a fraction of the training cost. The secret sauce, 800 million detailed image captions generated by GPT-4.1 instead of vague web alt-text. And then, fourth, from Towards Data Science, how to keep quantum information alive for machine learning. Quantum machine learning promises powerful new ways of processing information, but quantum states are extraordinarily fragile. In this article, we explore why quantum information is so difficult to protect, how noise and decoherence introduce errors, and the fundamental ideas behind quantum error correction, the technology that may make large-scale quantum machine learning possible. The post How to Keep Quantum Information Alive for Machine Learning appeared first on Towards Data Science. Next, fifth, from The Verge AI, Notebook LM Anhash 8217S Gemini 3.5 upgrade adds a cloud computer and help finding sources. Google is rolling out across-the-board updates to Notebook LM. The AI-powered note-taking app now uses Google's upgraded Gemini 3.5 model, which will allow it to respond with more accurate and reliable information, according to a blog post on Monday. Launched in 2023, Notebook LM allows you to interact with your notes and sources using AI, as well as ask questions about the materials. 6. From The Verge AI Open AI Files for IPO. Following Anthropic Open AI on Monday checked off a preliminary step in the IPO race that it and rival Anthropic have been competing in for the better part of a year, the company announced it has confidentially submitted a Form S-1 with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission following Anthropic's decision to do the same on June 1st. With this update, Google says you can start a research project by just asking Notebook LM questions about a topic, instead of importing notes or YouTube videos. Up next, the confidential filing means that certain details normally available through the form, such as executive compensation figures, potential risks to a company's business, and more financials, aren't yet public. As of Anthropic's most recent fundraise, it's being called the world's. And then, seventh, from The Verge AI, Apple is using AI to fix Safari's extension problem. Apple is trying to solve one of Safari's biggest weaknesses with AI. Safari has long lacked the robust library of extensions that its rivals have, mainly due to the stringent development requirements from Apple. But now, Apple is inviting users to essentially vibe code their own extensions. In a demo shared by Apple, the company showed how you can ask Safari to create an extension by describing it. Save and track cooking recipes from around the web, the prompt said. Next, 8th, from Zataka. España ha hecho su primer gran estudio sobre cuántas mascotas hay en el país. Y se ha levado una sorpresa. España está sumida en una revolución demográfica silenciosa. Y no la protagoniza ni el flujo migratorio, ni el envejecimiento, ni los movimientos de población entre ciudades ni ninguna otra de las muchas tendencias que levamos años percibiendo. El 2 de junio Celeste Solo, la secretaria general de la Organización Meteorológica Mundial, tomó la palabra frente a medios de todo el mundo y confirmó lo que todos nos temíamos, no y solo que, en pocas semanas, la probabilidad de que el niño se fuerte o muy fuerte se ha disparado, es que va much, o más rápido de lo normal. La auténtica revolución la están impulsando las mascotas, los perros y gatos que conviven en nuestros hogares. Up next, 9th, from Zataka. emitine un veredicto claro sobre el impacto de El Niño en España, el golpe va jarar mucho más allá del Océano Pacífico. Hay un 80% de probabilidades de que entremos en face calida antes del verano. Levemos de cardas con la misma cantina pes que vino el niño tenemos que prepararnos, pues bien, esta vez pes que no nos vara dar tiempo. Que significa todo esto? Un claro MMC. And then. 10th. From Zataka. Ryanair amenaza con eliminar sus vuelos de Zaragoza en 2027. La respuesta de Zaragoza moveremos más de un millón de pasajeros. Ryanair reducirá un 45% su actividad en Zaragoza a partir del mes de noviembre. Al menos, esa es la amenaza que tiene sobre la mesa si una no rebaja sus tasas aeroportuarias. Pero lejos de que en tráfico, Zaragoza tiene un objetivo, alcanza un récord de viajeros. Y si pretenden conseguirlo, el aviso. Ryanair recortará un 45% su actividad en Zaragoza si las tasas aeroportuarias se manchan en tal y como están. That's today's AI Brief.